Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and opening tonight at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City, the River City Repertory Theater presents Art, a play by Yasmina Reza. The play will be directed by Patrick McWilliams, and joining me this morning are the three players in this production, Blaine Weaver, Patrick Curtin, and Jason Guy, to talk a little bit about this production. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is great.
So with tongue firmly planted in cheek, I'm going to ask the opening question, what is art?
Well, that's kind of what the play's about, isn't
right.
it? Well, the play, Art, is about my character, Serge, buys a painting that's pretty much just a plain white canvas for $200,000, and it kind of rips our friendship apart. So the three of us spend about an hour and a half arguing about friendship and the merits of art and, you know, the silliness that can sometimes be behind it.
Yeah, my character, Mark, is, I guess, the curmudgeon of the group and cannot believe that my friend Serge has done something so incredibly stupid. Just really kind of poo-poos the whole notion of culture and art. And it really opens up old wounds, this purchase. And it's amazing how it really divides the three friends. But it's all done in a hysterical way.
It is primarily a comedy, but since you asked the serious question at the beginning, I do think it's relevant that the reason this isn't on TV or in a movie theater, but you actually need to go to the theater and see it live, is because it does, while being a comedy, slightly ask the question, maybe art is in the eye of the beholder. And certainly the people that are going to come see it are going to have a slightly different reaction than the person sitting next to them, just like you would looking at a very artistically inspired white canvas. You know, who knows what the reaction of the person sitting next to you is going to be, if that was in a Shreveport gallery versus in New Orleans versus in New York. So the relativity of the experience is, I think, a great parallel to live theater.
And it seems also the subplot of this play deep down seems to be about the fragility of friendships and the insecurities that underlay friendships and what binds people together and what tears them apart. Can you go into a little bit of each of your characters' kind of neuroses, if you will?
Sure. It's also not just a downer. It's also, I mean, you could say this is a great litmus test for what we're talking about, relativity. It might be about the longevity of friendships. Yeah. I mean, look at what they survive. Right. An hour and a half later, if you believe these people are still friends, then it's not fragile at all. I mean, they just survived. My phrase for it is apocalypse.
Okay.
So if they can survive that, and it is amazing if you look at relatives and friends and family, what we sometimes put each other through.
So your character, what would you say is the sort of underlying dynamic in his personality?
Sure. Well, he thinks he's the peacemaker. You'll have to buy a ticket and see the show to see if that's how really that works out. But like many peacekeepers, he gets caught in the middle. I should wear a blue helmet.
Yeah.
We're a UN peacekeeper. But he gets caught in the middle. And obviously when things fly, by definition in a play, you've got conflict. And whenever that conflict flies, God, nobody hates the guy more than the guy who's saying, calm down. Can't we just get along? Can't we all just get along?
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of effort at that. And if you're asking about his neuroses, I guess that would be this guy, like many of us, is particularly conflict averse. So anything is better than letting these conflicts boil over into true fight back right. and forth. And so I'd rather take a bullet than let that happen.
Okay. And luckily, the other two characters do not have such problems with conflict.
Because they seem to like
We spend quite a long time being mean to each other in this
but
play.
But it's funny.
It's very funny. But my character, Serge, has kind of been under the wing of Mark for a long part of their friendship, and I think has just recently broken out into, you know, his own, you know, as a grown-up, as a man or whatever. And, well, obviously that leads to conflict. But I think that there's something really interesting about that thing of, like, when you've been friends for so long and you wonder, are we even still friends for the same reasons that we became friends? Like, if we met right now, would we be friends?
No.
Yeah, and that's the question. And, like, I think we have a lot of people. My buddy always says that he was grandfathered into being, you know, my best friend, because if you met me now, Blaine, you'd never be my friend. That's not really true. He's just sensitive. Maybe I'm mean in my friendships too. I don't know.
And my character Mark, who, like Blaine said, took him under his wing and really kind of helped him along, or at least he thought he was mentoring him. Right. And then all of a sudden he has done something so out of the box that it you take a character like Mark, who on the surface seems very sure of himself, seems, you would think he's kind of a jerk, but there's a lot of insecurities that underplay that. And he sees his friend kind of branching out on his own. And there's a little bit of hurt involved in that because, wow, maybe you don't need me so much anymore.
So there's that place within any friendship where the dynamic of one maybe being the mentor all of a sudden evens out. And that can be a threat to those who mentor, and also threatening to those who once were mentored and now feel equal.
Absolutely. It's an important part in the piece, you know. And
there's a line almost exactly like what you just said about you imagine us equal, but we never were. One of the characters says that to the other, I think.
It's mine.
Yeah. You said
you like that line.
All I know is it's not mine.
I mean,
line.
There's such a zinger there because the tremendous arrogance of that statement is just... And to jump in here for a second, I love the idea of what would the friendship of these three men looked like yesterday? And the answer, of course, is, well, it wouldn't be a play because there'd be no conflict in it. Right. And I think the takeaway for an audience in a fun way is that it's not like this stuff happened today. It's been there for years. It's just there wasn't the event. There wasn't the magic straw that broke the camel's back or whatever. And as we go around, I mean, what's my conflict with my mom or my brother or something that's kind of sitting there and it's been there all along? And what is it that's going to bring it to the surface?
Those little festering things that linger for years under the surface
and
until
hopefully,
something...
Not catastrophically, but they do come out. I mean, we rarely go to our graves with this stuff kind of unsurfaced.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons this play itself has been so successful, is that everyone can relate to someone in
universal.
This play. It's a universal friendship interactions with other human beings. You know, that's what's why the play itself is so great.
And one of the dynamics about this play is that there's a lot of like duet dialogues and even monologues with the audience, so you're actually engaging the audience as if they're the participants outside of the triplet of the friendship. But
totally.
maybe they're your extra friends that you're going to kind of whisper, you know,
right.
This is really
they're
just...
technically the fourth character in the play,
exactly,
because there's so much, I would say, outside a normal play. Turn to the audience, direct address. You know, it's almost whispery. Let me tell you what I'm really feeling. Okay, I'm going to go back to him now. Anyway, what we were saying was...
Right, exactly.
And that's both fun and also dramatically very revealing because you get to... I mean, you have a flat-out lie where you turn to someone and say something and then turn to the audience and go, well, of course that wasn't true.
Right.
That's very fun.
It's like we get a chance to look into the inner dialogue of all of these characters, which, of course, every, you know, when you're in any friendship, you're always wondering, what are they really thinking? Here you get a chance to actually see into that and peer into that inner world, as opposed to the exterior, you know, dynamics and the superficial facades that a lot of times we put up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So now you've got an interesting set designer for this play. He's a member of our own Moonbot Studios here. Can you tell me a little bit about the set and the visuals? Because I'm a visual person, so I always like going to plays. And whether it's a sparse set that really draws upon your own imagination or a very elaborate set, I always really get into that aspect of a play in the theater.
Well, luckily we're on radio.
Yeah.
That's right. Jim Hayes is amazing. He actually does a lot of film work and does really, really good work, you know, with the film industry that's here in Shreveport and in Louisiana. He also just did the set for Night of the Iguana, which was the last production that River City Rep did.
Right.
And it was just another character in the play. It was so beautifully done. On the other hand, this particular set, it kind of goes along with the painting that we're talking about. It's sparse.
Right.
It's we are, I guess, the art on this canvas, which is a set. A lot of white carpet, but really interestingly done. And we become the centerpiece of that canvas, I suppose.
The original production of this play back in 1998 drew a great deal of praise across the spectrum. I mean, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Can you tell us a little bit so folks know that this is an award-winning play and it's got a lot of credentials?
It was hugely successful. It actually started in Paris. Yasmina Reza is French, of course, and then went to London. And I have an audition upcoming for another three-person play that started in London. And the first thing the reviewer of that production said was, well, it's really, really great, but it's no art. Because art has become so known that it's a three-tiered triangle that is now kind of the bar for that type of conflict comedy play. And in London, for as a matter, it ran for 6 years. So I'm hugely successful on each coast in multiple different countries. And in each of those situations, it won the Tony in Broadway. It won the Olivier in London. It's been very award-winning throughout.
Now, all of you have been, you know, really involved in acting over the past many years. Jason, you've been in New York here for a while, and you've been playing in Doubt.
Yes, that was not in New York. That was at Greenbrier Valley Theater in West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
New York is where I'm based out of, where Blaine is about to go to. And it's where certainly everything east of the Mississippi is cast, even if that's not where it's going to end up performing, just because similarly to L.A. on the West Coast, it's where the talent is, it's where the infrastructure is, it's where all of the casting directors and agents and all that stuff.
And Blaine, what have you been involved in here recently?
Well, recently I wrote and directed and starred in a film called 6 Month Rule, which is we actually shot here in Shreveport, which was really cool for me because I'm from here. I grew up in Bossier, but I've lived in Los Angeles for about 15 years. So, yeah, 6 Month Rule comes out May 28th on DVD. Don't hesitate to pick that up. but, yeah, like one of the coolest things that we've been talking about is me getting to come back to Shreveport and get back on the stage, which is where I started when I was 5 years old, doing theater with Peter Pan Players and then later Marjorie Lyon's Playhouse and blah, blah, blah. So I've done several plays in Los Angeles, but this is the first time I've been back on a Shreveport stage since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So welcome back. Welcome
thank you.
Home.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Patrick, you've been working down in New Orleans a lot. You just recently shot for Tremé, the HBO series
set
in New Orleans.
That's right. Was real fortunate to get a part on that. I mean, it's a fabulous show, critically acclaimed show. And this is the last season. I was able to book a guest starring role on the first episode of this final season.
Oh, I didn't know this was the last set. That is going to depress me.
Oh, I hate to hear that. So.
I'm going to write to the producers. I think it's the same producers that did The Wire, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Wire, I thought, was a tremendous series, and Tremé is absolutely a tremendous series.
Oh, it really is.
Well, any last thoughts about this play that you want to share with the listeners to kind of entice them to come on out?
I think, the writing, it's just such sharp, wonderful writing by the same author who did God of Carnage, which River City Rep did a few years ago. And it's just a wonderful comedy. And I have to say the highlight for me is working with these two guys, Jason and Blaine. I think our camaraderie is so good. And I just think we work well together. It's just been a great process. And I think the joy we have delivering such a wonderful play is going to be evident to the audience.
Yeah, it's wicked smart. It's really funny. It'll be a great night out, and everybody should come see it.
And I would just add that if there's a listener out there, I couldn't believe it, but who has never been to a play, this is a particularly good one to be your first, because it is not a kind of sit back in your chair and quietly be contemplative and let ideas roll over you. It's not that at all. It is literally a 90-minute straight through, no intermission, seat of your pants, kind of go, 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 laugh and bow. And yes, you'll think a lot along the way, and it will challenge you, but this is not going to be hard work, nor is it going to be overly deep like some college course. This is absolutely
there will not be a
coaster.
Test after.
A load of fun.
And perhaps afterwards, you might want to go out to a museum and take in a little art as well.
Well, we're going to get a drink, so why don't you just join us?
More likely, you'll want to go across the street, get a beer, and argue about it, to be honest.
All right, I want to thank Blaine, Patrick, and Jason. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much.
That was Blaine Weaver, Patrick Curtin, and Jason Guy, the three cast members featured in the new production of the River City Repertory Theater's production of Art, a play by Yasmina Reza. This opens tonight at 7:30 at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City, and you can find showtimes and ticket information at their website, which is rivercityrep.org, or by calling 318-868-5888. That's rivercityrep.org or 318-868-5888. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.